Blog Talk Radio.
Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a rascally rabbit, exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
Welcome to Black Friday.
Black Friday.
West, for all you Wesley Wabbits out there. Mm-hmm. So, let's hope that you're not out caught in traffic.
Too bad.
Or out shopping.
Too bad.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't engage in such silliness.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
And so is shopping. So, day after Thanksgiving, I guess I want to co-host Iggy Garcia.
Hello, hello.
Broadcasting from a secret basement just outside Area 51, parts unknown. And if you have any parts of yours that are unknown, you should try talking to them.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
So, see, who else do we have here?
Hello, bottom reporting.
My virtual is normally virtual assistant, Victoria Fuzzbottom, has actually stepped in here for an in-person 3D appearance. Quite right. Well, good to see you in person, Victoria.
This is lovely to be here.
So do you, for the viewers out there, if you'd like to tell them how we celebrate Thanksgiving on Neptune.
Well, it might be a little dirty.
Uh-huh.
I thoroughly enjoy a fuzzy day. We have quite a pleasant time on Neptune.
Indeed we do. Indeed we do. Have a, you know, some fuzzy things can hardly be spoken about here on the 3D level of Earth.
Yeah, and she's not alone today.
And she is not alone. In fact, it's kind of a family affair today. Victoria's cousin and U.S. affiliate, Jessica Fuzzbottom, who goes by the earthly name of Adriana at times, is making her first radio appearance.
Good morning.
Well, how about that? Mm-hmm. How's that for a good morning?
B-I-N-G, man.
Good morning, and I hope everyone has their ears on.
And Jessica was her name-o. So how was everyone's Thanksgiving?
Wonderful.
Good. A lot of turkey.
Lots
of
food.
A lot of pie. I never got my cherry pie. It's mostly bigger than the cherry pie. Don't know what happened.
And here we go.
So,
do tell.
Yes, the secrets of the cherry pie shall remain nameless and unfuzzy here at this point. So, I need to start off with a short little news story that I found today that should be of particular interest as he ruffles the paper. $90,000 will send hellos to Mars. This is from Reuters News Service. Radio telescopes on Earth will beam 90,000 messages to Mars today to commemorate the launch 50 years ago of the first robotic probe to visit the planet. And if you've ever had a robotic probe, I think you know just how painful that can be. I hope some of that government surplus money went into extra lubrication for the robotic probe. Because you know.
I can operate one of those.
Oh, we have robotic probe operators here.
Well, we have outer space bunnies. What do you expect?
Right. Anyone here with telekinesis, raise my hand.
You got it back.
A U.S. space funding company called Uwingu organized the extraterrestrial shout-out, Hola Mars, to mark the 50th anniversary of NASA's Mariner 4 mission and to raise funds for its other projects. Uwingu's Beam Me to Mars initiative invited participants, and then you can laugh. Participants to send digital radio wave transmissions of their names, messages, and pictures to Mars for fees ranging from $5 to $99. Yeah, how does this work? Let me cut a piece of that off. So how exactly does this work? Exactly. So yeah, I'm gonna get a piece of this action and just stand out on the street corner and say, yeah, excuse me, do you have $54.99? I will shoot your images and your personal info out into outer space where you cannot possibly track it, or but I cannot possibly prove I actually sent it out there. How does that? I'm not exactly sure how that works.
Don't go chasing rabbits.
Yeah, well, better chasing rabbits than chasing your info being shot to Mars for $94.
Exactly.
I end up with some random planet, you know, someone makes a fake ID with your information.
Exactly.
So who would... Right. Now you got Martians stealing your identity, or in my case... Or,
and
you know,
using them as a passport.
Right.
You're not 5'3". No.
I can see Uranus from here.
Oh, my.
So who would do this silliness? Who would pay for this?
Yeah, seriously.
The effort attracted several celebrities, including actor and comedian Seth Green and actor George Takei, who played Mr. Sulu on the TV Star Trek series.
Oh, wow.
So that's who would go for this silliness. I do, too. His Facebook posts are hilarious. The transmission is scheduled to begin today just after 3 p.m. Eastern. Traveling at the speed of light, the messages will take 15 minutes to reach Mars. It could actually take 42 years. You don't know. The entire transmission will be repeated twice for our Martian brothers that are hearing impaired. They want to send the message
twice. Did they
say that?
Did they say that?
Dude, I'm reading this.
I believe you.
I'm reading this straight out of the article. And so now, so here's some other conjecture. While there is no one on Mars to answer the call, well, how the hell do we know there's no one on Mars? Mm-hmm. Just because we haven't found intelligent life on Earth doesn't mean that there's not intelligent life on Mars. project organizers say that is beside the point.
Well, looky there.
And into the dumpster.
Into chapter 13.
Another little funny thing that I saw today is There's another little article where another business trying to capitalize on the Black Friday business is the burgeoning marijuana industry in Colorado also having their own Black Friday specials.
Looky there.
Buy one, get one free.
What is that?
Buy one, get one free.
Just use your imagination, though. Paint them a picture.
It's a couple people who own a legal marijuana dispensary in the Denver area, running some specials today. For those of you, you know, it's stories like this that make me feel good because, you know, you think the traditional Christmas holiday gift and the old traditional standard holiday things are gone, but it's heartwarming to see a Black Friday special
puff
on.
Me, puff for you.
Puff, puff, the magic dragon.
Not just living by the sea anymore.
Exactly.
And that's news, huh?
And that's
big news.
And that's some
big,
of the interesting news.
There. Nice looking buds.
Just.
Yeah, for the spuds for you.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. The origin. The Rocky Mountain High has a new meaning now, doesn't it?
Yes.
It yeah. Does.
I
never thought about that.
Oops. I am.
Mark, there's several states that are legal again now.
Oh right? Yeah.
Besides Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah. And in case you're not aware, every state is going to have to legalize this because we've so destroyed the economy and.
Well, if you ask me, that's just the government ready to take hold of all that illegal activity and make sure that they can tax and just put the prices up like they do on everything else that
right.
everybody wants or needs. And it's just, I'd actually would be leery about getting anything from a federal, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an old...
Lord only knows what mind control things will be in there.
Yes, and they've already found that. Actually, this is an old.
Imagine.
This is an old.
Here comes the rabbit.
He wants me to think.
This is an old.
There's a rabbit shaking his head no in the hole.
There's an old tactic called problem reaction solution. That governments have used for thousands of years, where they create a problem. The problem is lack of money,
mm-hmm.
and then so they create the public wanting to have an outpouring of, you know, a cry of anger, or you know, this should be legalized, or we've got to raise more money for healthcare or whatnot. Then the government provides their ready-made answer here, which is to legalize it, which a lot of people like. But I've already seen people online talking about how it's like that have purchased the stuff that they think it's some people have tested it and it's got all kinds of, they're putting nasty chemicals and stuff in it like they do with our food and our water and our.
Well, I'll be curious when it's really legal practically everywhere, are they planning on setting all of the people in jail free that are in there for pot and possession?
I'm going to guess that's probably a big negatory that's going to happen.
That's probably a no.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, the one circumstance where that could play out is if, let's just say whoever the next president is, let's say that they're in the toilet they're 2.5 years into their first 4 years, they're into mm-hmm. the toilet. That would be a way to, you know, hey, I'm going to free all the...
They may reduce sentencing, maybe.
Right. Or maybe anyone
really
who's...
I don't know how that works, but...
That's a thought, though.
Right. Maybe anyone who's up for parole or something at that time will just...
That's a crime.
Yeah.
That might be one of those situations.
But
you're right, though.
Will.
I mean, you kind of like... What are you saying, you know?
Yeah. Double-edged sword there.
Right. So be careful what you wish for and ask for. And just a couple other quick little... ne'er-do-wellings by our wonderful government. So you wonder how this stuff gets, how all these creepy laws and stuff get passed. It's like they do them in the middle of the night or they do them on like a Friday night or a day before a holiday or something. So that's how they get a lot of this nonsense passed without anyone finding out about it. So a couple of days ago, the White House signed a secret order a few weeks ago authorizing a more expansive mission for the military in Afghanistan in 2015 than originally planned. A move that ensures U.S. troops will have a direct role in fighting in the war-ravaged country for at least another year. The order allows U.S. forces to carry out missions against the Taliban and other militant groups, which will never stop creating as long as the CIA is in existence. You know what? I bet my ratings in, like, Quantico, Virginia, and Arlington, where, like, the FBI and CIA headquarters are, I bet my ratings are awesome there.
So do I.
I thought a great idea was to get T-shirts made up for the radio show. And I send a big box of them to like the FBI and CIA headquarters. So they're probably already listening. So I'll get some pens made up with a rabbit hole logo and some T-shirts. And I'll just send them a big bag box of
carrots.
Freebies. Right, right, right. Right.
A box of carrots.
Get some coffee mugs with my picture on it and just...
From your West Coast.
Right, right. Agent 437, you didn't listen to the last episode. What's wrong with you? Fired.
Is that the red phone ringing?
Red phone. We do have a red phone in the... we do have a caller, too. I'm not sure if they're listening or if they want to ask a question.
So if we have a... I don't know how to make that stop.
Welcome to the show, caller. Do you have a question for Mark?
Hello? Oh, I just came back. Boom. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Come on in.
Oh, I just came back in the room. I just missed the last sentence y'all was... I just heard the last sentence you guys were saying, laughing at. I'm sorry. I just got on the call.
Okay. Do you just want to listen to the show then? Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll put you back in.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, yeah, if you are out there and listening and if you want to, you know, take part in our shenanigans or whatnot, the call-in number is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 1-900-LOVE-RABBITS.
495.
So we're having a Black Friday special on rabbit love today. So if you're
that's the creepiest laugh.
It is. Don't know where that went. Interesting. So, yeah.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Fuzzy heads and tails.
Fuzzy heads and tails. There we go.
Those are the best.
So, how often do you guys get to see each other, being you're on so far apart?
Mm. Well, you know, if we teleport.
Talented at teleporting.
And all kinds of other things.
I have heard this.
Those Neptunians. Gotta watch out for them.
Yes, you never know what we're going to be up to.
Quite right.
So we see each other not as much as we'd like to, but often enough to get in trouble anyway. Wreak some
much
havoc. And just so you know, we both have the intact fuzzy box.
It's true. Mine might be just a bit fuzzier, but fluffy.
No, you don't want to see my fuzzy bottom.
Yeah, I don't. My fuzzy bottom should probably stay in the chair as well. So just to finish up that last little thought there, while you were getting ready for Black Friday and getting ready for your Thanksgiving dinners with your families and everything, the White House quietly released plans for 3,415 new regulations they were going to put in place.
Oh, my goodness.
For the, right, right. Sorry, I did not have time to read the 3,415 new regulations they were putting in place. But the one night, these are have to do with carbon emissions regulations, where they're going to tax you more, USDA, FSA stuff, designating wilderness areas, which what they do with that stuff is they claim more like wildlife areas for the government, and then they take those areas and actually sell them off to foreign entities, and that's why like Saudi Arabia and China actually own a large part of our parks and things in this country. And the really super duper fun one here, the government has given themselves to take over any water, including on your property.
Yeah, I saw that.
Waters of the United States under the Clean Air Act greatly expands the EPA's power to regulate even small bodies of water on private property. The Waters of the U.S. rule may be one of the most significant private property grabs in U.S. history. They want to take another step toward outright permitting authority over virtually any wet area in the country, while at the same time providing a new tool for environmental groups to sue private property owners. So again, the real money and the real wealth is in utilities, resources, you know, land, air, water, that kind of stuff. So as much as they can steal and grab that kind of stuff, and
so how do we stop that? Let's just get it going now.
Yeah. So this is where we have to we have to vote these people out. B, pester our politicians to, just as a presidents can sign executive orders kind of whenever they want, but these, we need to bug our legislators to go in and
start
create or pass laws that kind of rework, that's kind of a, what's the, we top each other's
other writers.
Yeah.
Well, they put writers on house bills and stuff, out resolution. Mm-hmm. It's never, there's nothing
all
goes
the
in alone.
Right.
Right, for sure.
So, of course, what they're going to do is the first time they'll try to take somebody's private land because it's got a little bit of water, they'll say, which is running underneath the ground. Mm-hmm. So then they'll try and seize that whole land. Then they'll send the ATF out there. Then the person will try and defend themselves. And then they'll deem those people as crazy terrorists that,
and just shoot them down.
Right, that spout conspiracy theories about how the government wants to take their land and water while the government's trying to take their land and water.
Mm.
So. So, let's see. Kind of covered that. So anyone have anything they want to speak up with before we get on to the next? To the next round of
hole hopping?
Of hole hopping. Hole hopping hoppiness.
Hole hopping.
Okay.
Look at that hole.
Little fuzzy around the edges.
And here we go. Whee!
Whee! Okay, so the main thing that is going on in our world right now is from early 2012 through March of next year, there has been a series of squares between the planet Uranus and the planet Pluto, which I have talked about a little bit before on some of these shows.
Squares directly across from each other?
A square is a 90-degree angle.
Okay.
So a square brings tension, action, energy, can bring some hostility. So, and we've been seeing this playing out in world events and in financial events with economies crashing, governments being overthrown, political leaders facing unrest, lots of other fun little things, but it's we're towards the end of this cycle. There are 7 exact squares. The 6th of these 7 exact squares happens on December 15th of this year, which is 2.5 weeks from now. The 7th one occurs next March, and that kind of ends that portion of this cycle. This is part of a larger 138-year cycle between Uranus and Pluto. And so I'll give you a couple little interesting facts of what has gone on at the few of these cycles. So if you're familiar with like the phases of the moon, you have like the new moon, the first quarter moon, and then the full moon, which is the opposite of the new moon, and then you have the three-quarter square moon. So the first half of that is the waxing moon, as the moon is getting, at the new moon, the sun and moon are at the exact same degree of the same sign, okay, same zodiac sign, constellation, and that's when the moon is actually dark at the new moon. Then as it starts waxing or getting bigger, leading to the full moon, which is about 2 weeks afterwards, as the lunar cycle is actually 28 days and not 30 or 31 or 29 when they tried manipulating the calendar just to confuse people. The sun and the moon are exactly opposite each other at the full moon, and that's why it's so bright, because the sun and moon are exactly opposite, so the reflection of the moon is bouncing off of the sun. And then after that we have kind of the release of energy, and then we have the waning moon, where it starts getting smaller from the period of the full moon to the new moon. So the same thing happens with cycles between other planets. So as Uranus and Pluto kind of do this dance together, Uranus and Pluto are outer planets, and they travel very slowly compared to the Sun and the Moon, Venus, Mercury, all the inner planets. Uranus will stay in a sign for 8 to 12 years. Pluto will stay in a sign for 12 to 16 years. So as those planets stay, as they stay so long in a sign, the aspects are fewer between, but they last longer. So that's why this section of the Uranus-Pluto cycle is lasting like almost 3 years. So what happens when you have Uranus is revolution, collective unconscious, change. Love Pluto, that. Yes, Pluto is the power structures. Pluto is the oligarchies, the uber rich. The Pluto also correlates with the soul. Pluto's about transformation. So when you have Uranus, a planet of rebellion and chaos, squaring up or making any aspect with Pluto, you're going to get, that's when we get the bigger cycles of societal change, consciousness shifts. Other bigger picture things where we see the evolution of society and
look at that tail.
bouncy.
So just here's a little bit. I think we can see all of this and these things. You know, we're on Earth and surrounded by these, you know, other people, and you know, interacting with our government, societies, other people around us. So we feel these changes on a personal level too, as well as the collective unconscious level. So as we see governments falling down and financial monetary systems coming apart, and you know, just all the rebellions we're seeing now against, you know, just power structures, just even in like the last week and a half. I mean, we've had the Ferguson riots, we had, you know, Bill Cosby, who's a big icon, being accused of sexual deviousness. You know, don't know if he's innocent or guilty from where I'm sitting, but, you know, it's a lot of accusations. And again, Pluto is one of the planets that deals with sex, and it's also power struggle. So Pluto kind of is one of the planets that deals, you know, with rape or molestation or that kind of thing. So you're seeing that kind of stuff coming out. And then even, I think we talked about with Lunchtime Wisdom on Tuesday, that there is an outcry at all the universities in the United States right now about people committing rapes, murders in some instances, you know, physical violence, bullying, and they've been it's been these little individual university, I guess you want to call them grand juries or whatnot, that are, you know, doling out these really minimal punishments for serious offenses. And there's people at universities all over the country protesting this week, you know, trying to get reform. So again, Pluto is transformation. So there's the feminine energy is really stepping up right now, and it's really important we let the feminine energy in, which gets us back in touch with our emotions, our feelings, our, you know, a lot of the female energies, which are
outstanding,
exactly. Yes, compassion. So we're seeing a lot more, you know, you're always going to have outcries when an event happens, you know, at that location, but you were seeing lots of, you know, like we went to the Million Mask March on November 5th, and there's any list that I'm not on already. I don't, beyond being afraid at this point. I don't vibrate at their vibrational level anyway, so.
Let's take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
Awesome.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
We are back.
Hello. Hello, Mark. So, we're back on Black Friday, or non-Black Friday.
Black Rabbit.
Right, because we're not out shopping. So, before the break there, I was kind of babbling about societal change and things. So, you're seeing a lot of, you know, protests and things going on, not just where events are happening, but they're going on where, you know, you'll see groups across the country doing local protests, even if, you know, these events or whatever are not directly affecting them. So we're really seeing a pulling together of the collective, the tribe is pulling its energies together and working to overthrow or, you know, the power structures or the things that are corrupt. Like I talked briefly on Tuesday too, the North Node, which is future destiny, is in the sign of Libra. And so right now we're trying to achieve, as a collective, we're trying to achieve balance as well. And so we're trying to right wrongs and put things back in whack or back in balance, or stop whacking things that were out of whack. So,
and there's lots of things.
Perfect the imperfection.
Right. So the things that we have let go on while we were sleeping or whatnot are becoming, you know, much more apparent now.
Time to awaken.
Exactly. So we're trying to corrupt a lot of wrongs and things. I'm just going to give you a couple quick examples of this much longer Uranus-Pluto cycle. So right now with Uranus-Pluto at a square, we're saying, you know, just pick up your newspaper. There's revolutions governments being overthrown, constant upheavals, financial systems is completely going in the toilet. You're seeing more protests now than when's the last time you think probably there's this many protests going on?
Are they actually going on?
Yeah, there was like 10 different protests in the papers. I mean, for different things.
I saw on the news they had like a little map like all over the country they were. But, you know, in Cleveland, too, I guess they had some things going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't hear anything. You know. There's
protests in Hong Kong going on.
Yeah, I know that.
For
one.
Them wanting, and there's in the Middle East, and then obviously in Ferguson, and there's that, and there's been 3 or 4 other shootings that have been in the news. One in Cleveland, one in Beaver Creek, Ohio, where, you know, people with toy guns have been shot by police officer, and there's protests going on. All over the place there, the Million Mask March, there's all kinds of protests going on all over the planet now. So when do you think the last time was when there was this many protests going on would have been?
Simultaneously or within a period of time. I don't know. It doesn't seem a long time.
I'm I'm seeing hippies in my head.
Anties in a bunch.
Yes. That would be exactly right. The last time.
I relate to the hippie.
as do we all. I think everyone in this room fits in there.
Oh, look at those ears.
Wow, quite perky. It's been waxing those ears, I think.
Here's your ears.
I just got some.
There you go, Victoria.
It's a character.
Nothing like a little bunny ear wax. Wax your bunny ears. So the last previous part of the cycle of the Uranus-Pluto cycle was in the 60s. It was in the late 1966 was the last exact part of the Uranus-Pluto phase, and that's when we had the big protests against the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Had feminine rights coming up. We had the feminine energy being revisited at the next cycle of the Uranus, the next stop of the Uranus-Pluto cycle. And also, of course, we had the Vietnam War. Kind of a rebellion of the very conservative 1950s era. So that was the last big shift. And in fact, I was born pretty close to the last Uranus and Pluto was conjunct in the sign of Virgo, which is about Virgo is about correction and fixing things. So I was born right in that time period at the height of that. I know you couldn't tell because I'm not very rebellious or anything or confrontational. So I know that's probably a shock to all of you out there.
But you're not like militant about it. You know, I know people are really militant. I think you're pretty. Yeah,
light and shadow side.
Yeah, but you show both aspects.
Riot,
you know,
right?
You give people hope.
I try to not be too, because you know we can overcome. We can overcome anything. Because I really, you know, we create our reality. What we allow to happen happens.
Mm-hmm.
When we say I'm not going to tolerate that anymore. We stop feeding energy into it, and it can stop to exist. When we're stuck in the fear cycle, the victimization mentality, then that allows that feeds energy into those things and lets it
grow
and continue to exist.
Spread like a cancer.
Yes.
Until it comes time to flip a switch.
Yes, time to flip a switch. Exactly. So I was actually born on the first day of spring of preceded the summer of love.
Hmm.
Hopped right into it, didn't you?
Hopped right, yeah. So that was the last part of the Uranus-Pluto cycle when it was, right now it's at a square before, in the late 60s, it was at a conjunction, which would translate to like the new moon, where they're both at the same degree, the same sign. And then if you go back before that, we had the previous square, and that was in the 1932 area. I think it was when it was exactly conjunct. But these outer cycles, just like now, we're in like a 2.5 year cycle or a span where this square is exact at different points. If you're looking back to these other periods, that's exactly how it happened then, where there's a two or three year period where there's a lot of social transformation. So the time before that was in the early 1930s. We had the discovery of the planet Pluto, had the invention of the atomic bomb, and also we had the rise of Adolf Hitler, President Franklin Roosevelt made sweeping reforms in response to the to fix issues from the Great Depression, you know, mm-hmm. to try and re-stabilize the economy and everything. So a lot of similar themes there. We had wars, people trying to take over, people
everybody broke,
right? People trying to abuse power, the economy mm-hmm. kind of in the toilet because the economy is.
And when was that Federal Reserve set up there?
1933 was the Federal Reserve Act. Very
oh,
good catch. What a
my.
Right.
That.
Right. So funny you see that. So actually, the chart for the Federal Reserve actually has that Uranus-Pluto square in it. So you see, as we hit these next, just as if the Federal Reserve was a human being,
which it is.
Right, right. By their laws, they set these organizations. As we hit the next cycles of these Uranus, of the next stages of the Uranus-Pluto cycles, we see the same issues coming up: abuse of power, the financial issues, mm-hmm. wars going on, dictatorships trying to form or be overthrown. And so we see these things coming up again, and even go back to the one before that.
Further back in the memory.
Yes. It was
further down the hole.
Between just to show, this is just kind of to show you the bigger picture of what's going on.
Very interesting, so please continue.
So in the 1901, 1903, in that area, had the Spanish-American War with Pluto and Gemini being opposed by Uranus and Sagittarius. Had a lot of big technological advances at that time. Technology is a Uranus thing. This is, we're seeing, you know, crazy advances in technology now with the next stage of the Uranus-Pluto cycle. Had the Boxer Rebellion in China, which was a nationalist uprising against foreign influence. The first automobile company incorporated, inaugural flight of the Wright brothers, all that happened in that time period.
A lot of invention then.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
Coming, making their visions actually a reality.
Right. So as we get more difficult things happening and, you know, more traumas and stuff around here, that also pushes people and inspires mm-hmm. people to create new inventions, and the revolutionaries in the crowd will
raise your hand.
Wiggle your fuzzy bottom. Wiggle your fuzzy bottom for revolution.
Wiggling.
So with that, we get people pushing themselves for more good and for, you know, more trying to improve technologies, medicines. Is there someone here?
Yeah.
Do we have a caller?
Yeah.
Hello.
Let's see what.
Let's see if someone wants to talk to us.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How are
you? Hi.
How were your Thanksgivings, may I ask, ladies?
I ate a bit too much. It was wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful and very fuzzy.
Yeah, I ate a lot, and I also put stuffing up my asshole that's clogged, so I need someone.
Need someone to probe it out. I can't help you with that.
Your hole is on its own. I apologize.
I can see Uranus from here.
And alrighty. That's how we deal with that.
He must have went to the wrong show.
I think I guess.
I think he's going to the Love Dog something.
Oh, Victoria's talking about deep caverns over here.
Black Friday, man.
dark.
We're out of the red, right?
Oh, we're into the very black hole.
I do tend to attract my crazy brothers and sisters out there.
That's your buddy.
I think it was the ears.
So then going back to the previous square before this one.
That's
of the Uranus Pluto cycle, we had a that goes back to the 1875 to 1878 era when we had Uranus in Leo and Pluto in Taurus. Also, some of this information was gathered. It's a good article by Lynn Hayes called "A Brief Uranus-Pluto History" that helped me put together some of this information. So I don't want to steal anybody's stuff. I want to give a shout out to
very good information.
Yes,
thank you.
So, 1875 to 1878 era had the passage of the first Civil Rights Act. Which was later overturned. There was much struggle going on with the Native Americans. The iconic Battle of Little Bighorn took place.
Once again, who was taking over the land and all those things back then?
Yes. So again, we see government making land and water power grabs.
Exactly.
During this part of the cycle.
Well, that's one of my predictions. Water is going to be the next battle in the future.
No, what's this about the ocean creating alternative fuel? That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Saw something about that on Facebook with the Navy. Of course, they probably don't want us to know, but it's out.
In the Navy.
You can sail the seven seas.
Poor Jake.
We love you.
My dad was in the Navy as well.
Very good.
Yeah, I had brothers in the Navy.
So we're in a time of great upheaval and change at this point. So,
I watched something the other day talking about the water again, and I'm not even sure where I've seen it. Probably on a post, but there were drillers, and it's about actually the depletion of all the actual groundwater.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's depleted, they said, you know, it can take 10 to 25 years to replace that groundwater. And this guy is drilling in this personal property here really, really deep, and that's what they're drawing from. And even said that, you know, his next actual contract was for the neighbor.
Hmm.
You know, and these were on farms and really out, I think it was out in California, and involves a lot of the world food supply, definitely ours. But they showed a map at the end of this, and this map showed all the areas where it's really becoming a crisis right now, and how much it had went from, you know, how many years back, not that many, but and to where it is now. And it actually was, imagine that, in every area of the world food supply. Is where the
just a sprinkle.
Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a concern that somebody needs to try to stop some things that are going on in there.
Interesting you bring that up. Another article I'd seen this morning. The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency just fined a pipeline company called Mark West Energy Partners. They're funding them more than $300,000 for 19 spills in eastern Ohio from September 2012 to November 2013. Mm-hmm. That company repeatedly spilled thousands of gallons of drilling slurry. I think that's how you pronounce it. Slurry.
That's how we do.
Yes. Into wetlands and streams in eastern Ohio. Of that, $200,000 would go to the village of Cadiz, near one of the largest spills, to pay for upgrades to the Harrison County Community Sewer System. $95,000 would go to the state. $25,000 will go to researchers at Ohio State University to help find ways to prevent future pipeline spills. So again, you know, they're contaminating the...
everything.
Yes.
Legally.
Yes.
Toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then they get a little bit of a fine, and then...
a little slap on the wrist.
Right, and then who knows where that money really goes to. You know, that money goes to the city, but what does the city really
do with
that? Does the city just funnel it back into other government agencies? Or does the money just go down the rabbit hole?
We should be so lucky.
Spins away.
Water will cost more than gas one day.
Mm. True. That's where the real money and wealth and resources is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, if you in reality, and I'm quite certain this will come to play at some point in the future, or at least they intend it to, if we allow it to happen. But actually, you homeowners and property owners out there, You really do not own your homes or your property, because the United States government has actually been bankrupt since the 1930s. So you therefore cannot purchase or buy land or property or buildings from an entity that has in fact declared bankruptcy. So they've essentially sold you a fake bill of sale. And
what can we do about that?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just another one of the little...
Maybe the messages to Mars have some validity then. Maybe it's time to
move on.
Well, you guys
uh-huh.
are Neptune, so. You live on Neptune, so...
pretty fun up there, you know.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a little far.
So that's just some of the shenanigans they pull. You know, creating fake
shenanigans.
create fake money that doesn't really exist, which they get you to, you know, legal.
And yet, if we do that, we're in prison for.
Right,
actually,
right.
You can make your own money. You know that, right?
We're a terrorist or something. If we,
you can legally make your own money.
However,
and distribute it amongst, you know, like if we wanted to make our own money,
oh,
get our own bank.
We could make a local currency.
Yeah, make a local currency.
Sure. There was actually a couple banks that did that a couple years ago. I think they were in like the New York area or something.
Yeah, they're
so
I forget
our bills would have rabbits.
Yes, we could.
Nice big weapon.
I guess that's kind of what Bitcoin and all those things are.
Yes. Yes.
They create, you know, their own little currencies. I think it's in New York, you're right. There was like a little place where you can go to the stores and shop.
Right.
They had like these little gold coins that you invested in.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so if you, that's a good, so if you want to know a good way to start getting your government out of the loop and giving them less power.
Here we go.
Is when, you know, start little, I know everyone out there can't really like go start their own bank or anything. But you know what? Amongst your friends, you can start your own little currency where you trade services or trade things that you need done or, yeah.
Make it all local.
Right.
And amongst yourselves.
And as
you know, what's it called? Dickering? In Maine, they call it dickering. Where you trade
the dickering
things.
I know about has a different meaning.
I was not going to go there, but here we are. I'm dickering in the hole over here. Oh, my goodness.
It's like bartering and trading. It's basically, they have these magazines, they come out and they...
Which, you know, that is the proven system for years.
Yep.
The actual trade in your local amongst each other, whether it's food, hides for clothing, shoes, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you still have to put a value on it.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS still asks you to put a value on what you're trading,
mm-hmm.
and income and stuff. So
you can have a cocky little version of Dickory.
You ready?
Victoria. No,
Dickory, Dickory, Dock. The rabbit went up the clock.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoopsie. Oh, can you say Dickory?
Or is she?
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
I got your tricks. And carrots.
I love you guys.
We love you too.
Yes, we do. This is a.
I'm glad I'm just a co-host.
Awesome. Yeah, send your hate mail to mmatheny1984@yahoo.com. So,
I know.
Oh, goodness.
We'll promptly delete it. No, I would probably actually read your comments. So. But you can set up your own little bartering systems, trading systems. I mean, that's how, I mean, the paper bills that we pass around are actually just promissory notes. They're IOUs. They're not real money. The only real money is coinage. Those are the only things that really mm-hmm. exist. And even our coins now, they have taken the amount of silver and copper and whatnot out up to such a low percentage that even a lot of those are not really worth. So actually, like, gold and sterling silver and stuff are your only real legal binding forms of currency.
Yeah, the old bills used to say Federal Reserve Bank. Now they say Federal Reserve System. It's completely mm-hmm. different now. So
right. The Federal Reserve is not part of the U.S. government, even though I saw someone trying to argue that that was not true the other day. That, in fact, is true, that the Federal Reserve is not part of the U.S. government.
I see.
It is a private bank. I have done 100 billion hours of research on mm-hmm. this, and I am quite certain.
There's something to say. That's hot.
Right. So just think about this. The largest most used currency in the world that is a backup standard for every country, the US dollar. And that's, you know, what oil and energy and other things, that's the backup currency for all those things is the US dollar. It is all used on it is based on the interest rates. So, I mean, just think of the billions of U.S. dollars out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the interest rates on the dollar, which fluctuate the, you know, interest percentages, the rates, how much you make on your bank loans, how much the interest on your mortgages, credit cards, everything. The U.S. interest rates, which affect everything else, credit scores, everything, is set by a guy from a private bank that your asses don't elect. He is appointed by the president. And so just think of the power that the head of the Federal Reserve has. They independently and single-handedly control, with no one voting for them, control the biggest currency on earth.
And how do we stop that?
And trillions of dollars. Well, how we control that is by exposing it, and continually bills out there to audit the Federal Reserve, which all of your politicians pretty much continually ignore, because if that gets exposed, that there is no gold currency or no standard to back up the dollar that is out there, then their whole system gets cold on the floor and it crumbles, and all the rich bankers are then broke, and we reclaim our power. And that's why the politicians that you think are for you and supposed to be there to do your bidding actually are not, because if that is if that factoid is exposed, the whole house of cards comes down.
Yeah, I think somebody posted in the chat room there about hyperinflation. And
yes.
Our friends.
Yes.
Four ribbons.
So, right, and so the so indeed the right, that's the way to start taking back your power, is to call their fake financial system the fraud that it is and call them on the carpet. Because I've seen lots of reports too that, I mean, what's this, originally how the financial system, I don't know how I got on this hole.
We love you, Dan.
Essentially how the financial system started was, you're supposed to, for every dollar the bank lent, they're supposed to have $1 in gold bullion backed up
to match it.
To match it. And then so the real demon here,
the guy in the vault.
Yes. Yes, the real demon here is fractional reserve lending. So the fractional reserve lending started, that then allowed the bank to, in the banking system, to, instead of only lend out a dollar if they had a dollar in gold reserve, they could then lend, start out as $3 they could lend out for every dollar they had to back it up. And then it jumped to 7 or 8. It is now, last I saw, they're allowed, well, officially it was $10. So for every $10 the bank had, they only had to officially have a dollar. So that's further manipulation of the already BS system, where the paper dollar is really just an IOU and does not really exist as a form of money. The banks then, as we switched over electronically, the banks can then lend $10, 10 fake dollars, for every $1 they actually have in store. They've actually been selling off all the gold, actual gold, to China and other countries, fattening up their pocketbooks.
Because
so now there is, the rumor is there is really hardly any gold, if any.
If any.
Yeah, Four River says this. There has been no gold or silver backing since 1971 with the Nixon declared bankruptcy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And because of the Vietnam War. So could you imagine this war that we're in now, these wars that we're fighting over, just trillions of dollars being spent.
Right, that don't exist.
I mean,
And so even, you know, even take that one further. Go, let's say you go down to your bank now and you want to get a loan or something. Do they say, I want a loan for $10,000 to consolidate my credit cards or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll give you the loan before you walk out the door. So they'll give you a loan of fake money,
mm-hmm.
which they can then take your real assets, which is your property, yeah. land, water,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 home, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you foreclose on that or don't pay your bills or pay back the loan. So they're now taking, having no gold backup, lending it 10 times or more. And in fact, the rumor is there's really no legislation, that they can just create money out of thin air now. That's
like,
not even 10
yeah,
for one.
Because
now they're just creating numbers on a screen. So now it's not even, if you go get a loan for $10,000, they're not giving you $10,000.
Pay it forward.
Right. 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 So they just go, the dude types in the numbers into a computer screen that's electronically created before you even walk out the door of the bank with your paperwork, you already owe interest
mm-hmm.
on the loan. So
starting with that first payment.
Right. They shouldn't have to, they actually shouldn't be able to loan anything because they have no gold reserve. They're giving you fake money.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to take your house.
And then they're going to charge you interest on the fake money, which they don't go.
How much does the guy in the Federal Reserve make?
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Somebody told me something. I have to research it again, but you can go in the bank and ask for something. They're supposed to give it to you, because I have to think about it. I don't even want to put it out there, because
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
I know exactly
okay.
how that works. I have not perfected it.
You know, what are the regulations for the banks when you want to know all of
you know, what they actually have, what they've made, all their financials. What are their regulations there? When you actually...
Yeah, you walk in. I know you're broke.
Right. I know you're broke, but...
The banks have done this for centuries.
Oh, yeah.
So this isn't something new. This is something that's been going on. The banks have owned kingdoms and all kinds of stuff.
Collateral.
You know, the rich, you know, monarchies have gone to bankers.
You know, if everybody would just take their credit cards and cut them in half and in just one day not use a credit or purchase anything.
Yeah, but there's always that guy or girl that won't.
That will.
I know.
Get
out of my Starbucks! So here, according to a couple of reports, the...
as long as Victoria's Secret doesn't go up.
Yeah, you poor rabbits would be out of luck,
wouldn't
you?
That's right. We need our large selection of ears, tails, and whatnot.
Yeah, why not? let's see. Four River says, you're thinking of reserve silver coins. And he goes, you're too late. So the only two silver coins I have are in my little safe.
Right, so the head of the Federal Reserve, the Federal Reserve chair, reportedly makes $201,700 a year, and she's not even in the top of among the staff of the Federal Reserve's Washington headquarters, because the average of the top 113 earners is $246,506. So I mean, we didn't even get to vote for the head of the Federal Reserve.
Should we go treasure hunting?
Yeah. No,
really?
Yes.
Might find real gold.
Yeah.
And is that really truly valuable?
Well, you have to go through their insurance companies. Probably will.
Get on to the insurance companies with the banks. How about that?
I think insurance was a legal practice at one point here in this country, if I'm not mistaken.
It's highway robbery now.
Right. I believe usury is the old biblical term for it. Mm-hmm. Same thing as charging interest goes under usury. I mean, insurance is essentially you're being charged for something that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Because only if you...
Here we go.
Only if you get in an accident do you ever use your insurance, or if you have some kind of catastrophe or disaster, do you ever really use your insurance? So
and then they come back and tell you half the shit isn't covered.
And then raise your
rate.
It's gambling.
Exactly.
It's just gambling. Mm-hmm. They're gambling you're not going to have a loss, and you're gambling that that if you do have a loss, you're going to be covered.
And it's required by law.
Yeah, it's required
by
law.
You have insurance. Imagine that.
Right, if you don't,
you're going to jail.
Right, they're going to penalize you.
Kind of like the health care reform,
right?
No health care, you're going to jail. You're going to pay a fine.
They're going to penalize you.
First, you got to find me, because...
I'm in a hole. Yeah.
Just a crock, man. I'm tired of it.
It is. So what do we do to make it better? You know, where do we start and get a game plan together and really just...
You get
five Asian women
and a panda, and you do a conga line.
We do a chorus line.
Right. Where do you go? Well,
no,
I don't know, Mark. Where do we go?
You literally have to set up a plan. So you start at the state level and the politicians and... But at some point, you can always expect somebody's going to also stop your plan dead in its tracks.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And it says that drone flying overhead right now.
Right.
We're disconnecting them. Oh,
I thought that was a condor.
Look, the red phone is ringing.
Right. So you have to start at the local level, and you have to take back your neighborhoods.
Mm.
You buy from the... Like I saw someone post today, buy from your local vendors, your local, buy your food local, anything you could do to support local people, local products, and you can kind of, the less dependent you are on
any part.
Invest in food and water, says
Right. The more dependent you can be on local sources and surroundings. Like here's a.
We're going to go back to that. You know, it's going to happen just by default.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it can't support it. The system can't support it.
Right.
Right. Right. The whole system's not sustainable, and that's why you have to keep lying about it. And, you know, they're just printing money out of thin air at this. I mean, we ran out of money years ago. They're just printing stuff out of thin air.
We know what happens when they do that.
Yes.
Some countries don't exist anymore because of that.
Right. Well, you know, there was, who was it, Argentina a couple years ago. I mean, I believe it was Argentina. I mean, they totally, their dollar crashed, and then the government came in and kind of did what Nazi Germany did after the World Wars, where they kind of completely devalued, they're in such debt that they went in and devalued their current currency, and then they said, well, you used to have, if you had $100, they changed that to, we're going to issue this new currency, but it's only going to be worth like 1/10 of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when they can make the big power money grab, is they devalue the current currency because they say that they're broke. And so then they take your $100 and give you 10, you know, whatever.
That happened in Peru too. They did that. They changed the money structure years ago, but it used to be this much, and then they called it this. And, you know, it's just like,
it's everywhere.
And Peru has one of the largest gold reserves, copper and silver reserves in the world. And the British are down there mining that. But now there's regulations. Peruvians are regulating all that.
Good for them. If they can.
But, you know, greed is greed. And it doesn't matter if you're Peruvian or black, white, Chinese or whatever. You know, rabbit. You know, greed is greed.
Fuzzy.
No, because it's the energy that
fuzzy.
We have created.
That's right.
My fuzz bottom won't get me what I want.
I don't know.
Well, it might with him.
We might have to.
Elmer Fudd over here might.
Oh, boy. Here comes the whip.
Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I think that's... we have closing comments? They want to... Any messages? Now that we've...
Depressed
derailed. Right. Sure.
Now we're going
to stop feeding
into
black for Friday.
Well, you know, it was interesting, now that like the tables are open a little bit, to discuss the things we were talking about. It's funny, yesterday was Thanksgiving, and we're all having a good time, chilling, eating, and hanging out. And then, less than what, 24 hours... people are, like, beating up people for TVs and just things, you know. Thank you. That's my TV. And they're just like, you know, it's like, okay. It's just such a big contradiction.
Where's the love?
You know, where's the love? It's like, okay. I mean, I literally saw a guy push this woman, this little kid, off this TV. I was watching it on Facebook. And I was like, man.
Yeah, I would not.
And then there's people just sitting there spectating. They're, like, watching this stuff. They're filming it because they think it's so funny. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just kind of weird. I find that pretty interesting. Mm. What do you think, Victoria?
Well, I don't like to think. I like to just go with my instincts. What do you think?
I'm not thinking right now.
My instinct says that the light and shadow side is quite interesting between protest and riot, and you know, so I just hope that there can be peace.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where the feminine energy is coming in.
And you know, you made a good point last on Lunchtime Wisdom when we were on the air about how they're trying to destroy the feminine energy, you know, creating these names with female energy and associate, like ISIS, for example. It's not even called ISIS. I think it's called ISILs or whatever, ISILs. But they changed it to ISIS, you know. So there's a deliberate, you know, push to suppress it.
Yeah, yes. So this goes into the spell casting part where they try to continually demonize the feminine energy. So, yeah, the terrorist group started out as ISIS. And... because I know there was a big influx of energy on October 23rd of the feminine energy being pushed back in with, there was a an eclipse
walking down the street.
So, hey, stop there.
With the rabbits.
Get warm and fuzzy.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
We're back, Mark.
That rabbit was getting out of line.
Oh, goodness. I am in touch with the feminine. And you know,
abracadabra.
I will say this. You know, the feminine energy is a lot of things, but it's definitely a protector.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's over everyone.
Yes.
You know, it's a...
We need balance over the passion versus compassion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So, She will do what she has to do to get her way. And she needs to.
Totally agree. And, you know, like we were talking on one of the recent shows, too, about how that spirit is coming out. Because even though, that you know, watching the news is a horrible, traumatic event, because it's just murders and
exactly.
rapes and stuff being blown up and... mangled bodies and stuff. The violent crime is way down. Murders are way down. Mm-hmm. Violence overall across the globe is way down. It's just that the stuff that the fear they pimp on the news is way up.
I hardly watch the news anymore.
I'm thinking.
I don't either.
I was thinking
really got to go local to get something halfway decent to look at and actually to the bottom of or a half truth.
But the local news is also kind of, I don't know, they're not as good as they used to be, I think.
I agree.
You know, they kind of feed off all what's national.
Yeah.
Well.
They grab things, maybe a good feel story here and there, but most of the time it's pretty much the same homogenized stuff. Don't you think?
The one thing I get off the local news is like traffic or local weather or something.
Mm-hmm.
So those are, at least, those are, you know, traffic and things like that can affect, are things that can affect us. Immediately, but I see the same propaganda stuff and whatnot.
And the way we're talking too is we're kind of speaking English here too. So for those people who don't understand the love and light theories of things,
I'm speaking Neptunian. It's just being
Neptunian, yes.
Translated into English.
And I keep thinking all the word plays, you know, wordsmithing, like you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
compassion.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just things like that. I mean, someone had to think about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. but.
Clever.
Right.
There's a little rabbit in me somewhere.
Right.
Being a panda and all, but.
Look,
I'm the minority here in this group. Round and black and white I am.
At least you're furry.
That's
true.
Exactly.
Put ears on, I'd be a big fat rabbit.
I may have
all the fur together.
I may have a little fur myself.
I'm not telling where my little patch is.
Your little rabbit patch on her toe, big
your little fur patch.
My little patch of fur. It runs in the family, Victoria.
Need a blow dryer.
I thought you were going to say something else. Oh, my
God. She did say that she had pretty fuzzy. But it's just the cutest little bottom.
You guys are cracking me up, man.
Well, I vote for that hole over there. Ready, set, go.
We have 10 minutes, so we're still on the air.
We're still hopping.
We're hopping along.
Oh, Well, well. Did you see that?
Yeah, some of the interesting samples should be.
So let's play with the word play. Come on, Mark. You're really good at some.
Well, we
pick a word.
Well, talked about Christmas the other day, which is Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I felt guilty writing Xmas.
Oh. Triple Xmas for some.
Yes, yes it is.
Naughty it is.
And the word for today is
naughty. Oh my.
Not.
Not. Tay.
No. Goodness sakes.
Victoria.
Blankety blank.
So,
blank space. So dark out there.
So as we were leading up to the October 23rd date, back, I guess, staying with the feminine energy thing, the government kept putting out ridiculous little, we had the ISIS thing. It was just continually demonizing the feminine energy. They even came out, the astronomical community actually came out with there's a giant meteor heading towards us that it's not going to hit us for like 15 years or something. But they actually named it Apophis or something like that. I'm afraid to forget the exact. But I looked up the meaning for it, and it was named after an ancient Egyptian demon who was one of the arch nemesis of ISIS. So again, it was just a continual demon. I had a whole list of these. There's a whole demonizing of the feminine energy and everything. So, but even they, they can't stop the new energy flow from coming in.
Do you remember the show ISIS? They used to be on TV.
The Saturday morning one.
It was the
ISIS and Bigfoot hour, actually.
Yeah, right.
It was a two. It was a like an hour show. It would be part ISIS, the super, or the goddess, and
goddess of
half. Bigfoot, the goddess,
Bigfoot,
god
yeah.
of... Yeah.
You remember that show?
Didn't she have a golden...
Yeah.
Yes.
Something lit up or something, I don't know. Her belt or her head or... And then Bigfoot.
Well, my head lights up every now and then. Ding, ding, ding.
Shiny faces.
Good. And smiling faces.
She was like cool. She was like, she reminded me kind of old Wonder Woman-ish type.
Yes, very, very much so. Very much
I
so.
I am ISIS.
You remember the show then?
No, I don't.
Really?
Okay. I do. I used to watch cartoons on Saturday mornings.
But they actually had. Did you watch the cartoon? There's
that
a cartoon version, and there was also
right. I watched
people,
the actual like people version of.
Yeah, it was really cool.
She was almost as hot as Linda Evans.
Yeah.
Wonder
Big
Woman.
Yes, she was. I don't even know who.
I don't know.
Who she
we'll
have to look her.
Look that up. The trivia for the day.
Trivia for day. Who played ISIS on the... Watch it end up being someone...
Here we go.
End up being someone who...
She's married to the Federal Reserve guy.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yes.
She had her coffee. I think she...
She had her what?
Her coffee.
Oh. I thought you said something else.
I thought you heard you heard something else.
So ISIS was played by Joanna Cameron.
Joanna.
She's a Virgo. And has not acted in anything in a while. Not sure who played I'm not sure who played Bigfoot.
Todd.
Yeah, so to I guess to
the red phone is ringing.
To pip a few of the other shows on the network here, Monday night at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
is the holistic.
Oh, are you asking me?
An
intuitive reading.
It's intuitive readings with Insights Radio.
Yeah.
And Iggy
Garcia and friends.
Yep. Often with Katie and David mm-hmm. and.
Or you.
And me sometimes. And then on Tuesday is at 11 a.m. is Lunchtime Wisdom with Iggy and myself and usually Katie. Sometimes
usually, yeah.
Todd once in a while.
A.m. Mm-hmm.
Yes, 11:30. Mm-hmm. 11:30, that's right. And then Thursday night is A Name
and
of
Love.
Love.
When she finds time to do her show.
And then Friday morning at 11 is The Rabbit Hole. Mark the Rabbit Hole. Friday night at midnight is Todd's show.
Mudtoe
at midnight. Mudtoe Sasquatch.
We love you, Mudtoe.
And you can commit all these
rabbits and Sasquatch.
Rabbits and, is that what you said?
Rabbits, yep. Rabbits, Sasquatches, crows, eagles,
and every
bunnies.
Now and then a lion.
Every now and then a lion.
That'll be my show, The Lion's Lair.
And not a cowardly lion either.
No, I have that feminine
So,
okay. Yeah, those are our lineups.
Those are our lineups.
Skip the Panda will be on pretty soon.
Skip the Panda.
Yeah, I'm pumping that show. That's going to be a really good one. That's going to be more of an animal reading type show.
You got to Mark the Rabbit and Skip the Panda.
Yep.
Definitely fur friendly around here.
You skipped the fur friendly.
Maybe he'll be around here sometime. You're prepared.
You
skipped
skip the Panda and can Mark the Rabbit afterwards.
No lipstick was used on this panda.
This animal used was this panda was not used in any animal testing.
I don't know if he wasn't used, but maybe he was.
Are you going to do? Is there going to be panda readings?
Panda readings.
It's going to be readings for pandas or reading by pandas.
Hey, whatever you want, buddy. Both ways.
Hi, Skippy.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Skip. How's it going? Hey, what's up, Iggy? Hey, I got some nice looking rabbits over here. not my type, they're a little skinny, but you know, I'm kind of like my little plump and juicy.
Well, you're not looking at our bottom.
Oh, sorry, take that back.
So, High State Michigan game tomorrow. I'm picking a High State by like 45.
Good thing. You know that you said that. The last time I went to an Ohio State game, they won the national championship.
Really? Mm-hmm. Are you going tomorrow?
I'm going tomorrow.
Oh.
I believe it will be a complete blowout. This Michigan team is horrible, and that coach has lost complete control of that team.
And you know, I've got predictions. Florida State's out. TCU will be out. Alabama's going to be out. And this is going to be a really mix-up at the last week of the football season. Well, Ohio State just has to win out.
I think the Final Four is going to end up being Alabama.
You think they could beat Auburn?
Yeah. It's at Alabama. But
okay.
Alabama will crush anybody right now. So I think it'll probably be Alabama. I think Oregon has a good chance of losing. Florida State has a decent chance of losing.
I see them losing.
TCU and Baylor. I think Mississippi State will drop out because they're not a conference champion. TCU and Baylor are going to be the tough ones for Ohio State to jump. Because TCU beat a good Texas team last night. Baylor plays Kansas State next week, who's ranked really high. So that's going to boost both their schedules. They will be conference champions. So Ohio State's got to have.
Big 12 doesn't have a conference championship.
Well, they have a conference. They don't have a conference championship game, okay. But they're still, you know, they award a conference champion.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So right now, Baylor and Kansas are tied. Mm-hmm. Baylor and TCU are tied. Baylor has beaten TCU.
Yeah.
So I think Baylor may jump TCU. So I think Ohio State has to have two teams, at least two of the five teams ahead of them lose.
Yeah, I believe so, too.
And I think Florida State and Oregon are the most likely of those.
I think Ohio State will come in at four.
All right, yeah. Hopping out of the hole here.
Right. So, well, thanks for joining us, and we will be back next week with more shenanigans, thanks to co-host Iggy.
And thanks for having us.
Fuzzy Bottom Twins, Victoria and Jessica. Glad to have you back on anytime. And stay the hell away from the malls.
Exactly.
Mark, time to return to the ship.
Okay, and on that, I am returning to the ship.